The Undateables, Episode 2, Pinky, by Dylan Owen. Scene 1, Interior, Metamorphal Tattoo and Piercing Studio, Soho, Morning. Walking through the waiting area is the protagonist of this story, Pinky. He is 3 feet 7 inches in height. He has long hair, a mustache, and is wearing an AC/DC t-shirt, scruffy blue jeans, and cowboy boots. He looks like a miniaturized Lemmy from the band Motorhead. Walking with Pinky towards the exit is a much larger man. He has a shorn head but enough growth of hair to show that he is greying. He has a stout frame and the arms that hang out of his white snake t-shirt are muscly and covered in old tattoos. This is Richard, and he is sniffling, cheeks still damp from the tears he's been shedding. Pinky opens the door for his client.
There you go, Richard. Dressing on for another 10 hours, as usual.
Still sobbing gently, Richard gives Pinky a big emotional hug before wordlessly making his exit. Taking a moment to catch his breath, Pinky shakes his head in kindly admonishment. As Richard leaves, Kim appears from the studio's back rooms. She is Pinky's colleague and fellow tattoo artist. She has a rockabilly look about her.
Sup with him?
Poor fella's cat just died. Just been tattooing her onto his leg. Took one look at Puss batting a paw at his kneecap and burst into tears.
You're a true artist, Pinky. Always said so.
It's nice to see that some people can still appreciate the artistry that goes into this business. Right then, Mr. Jono. Prince Albert, wasn't it? Kim, we've got a fainter.